Chapter 22. Wednesday after school, the Amelia van picked up the band, stopped at the practice room to load all the instruments, and delivered the payload to the recording studio at the mayor's mansion. Sylphiel and Philia collected the band's costumes to the changing area to iron out the wrinkles and fix any unintentional rips.
"I can't believe Lena's going to wear a dress, and one quite so showy,"
Sylphiel remarked, hanging up the red Chinese dress to admire. "I'm just glad she has the spunk to wear it in front of an audience," added Philia. Sylphiel was more worried about what Gowrie would think, and that it might get him thinking too much. Meanwhile, the technical wizards, Val, surprisingly, and Zell attacked the sound equipment. Kiki checked out the lighting with Amelia. Lena and Gowrie were supervising. Zelos tried to put his drum set back together.
"God fucking damn it all! Oh, fuck!"
yelled Zelos. "Val, give him a hand with that drum set before he does permanent damage," Lena shouted over the noise. "You're worried about the drums or Zelos?" Zell smirked. "Damn idiot," muttered Val, dropping his screwdriver and loping over to the glittering purple drums. "Now don't cry. Val's on the way to make it better. Hey, that could have put out my eye."
"If I'd meant it to, it would have," Zelos said defensively as he twirled another drumstick between his fingers.
"This won't stay up, and this is stuck, and I can't even find the hardware for the cymbals." He was starting to sound whiny. "In my pocket. I took it off and put it there for safekeeping. You need to get a small zippered bag for stuff. Ready? Now, you hold this piece while I tighten this up. There. Now, see if these are okay before... Too high? Well, if you just grew a little more. Okay. I'll loosen the nut while you push. That's enough," said Val as he patiently helped Zelos. With Val gone, Zelgadas made quick work of attaching the room's audio mixing board up to their instrument cables and microphones. Kiki was flicking light switches on and off to learn how to adjust the lighting. Dark, light, strobe, dark, light, light, light. It all made for a chaotic afternoon.
"Can we run through the first two songs one more time before recording?" Lena asked again.
Kiki gave her a thumbs up from the control room. Zelgadas had set up the mixer for all the instruments but his, and now he was showing her how to adjust the settings for adding in his guitar.
"Ah, yes, very simple. I understand now. You are very good at explaining things, and very calm. I can understand why Amelia likes you so much. She always says you are very smart and kind, and, let me see, yes, your eyes are a blue I've never seen before either."
Zell turned away, hiding his blush and muttering, "I'll be getting back to the band."
"But so shy," Kiki finished.
After the sound system was up and tested, Kiki needed to run some trials for the video recording and lighting. While she did this, Val rolled out the newly painted bass drum head for everyone to see. It was so cool, they all froze their activities to stop and admire the workmanship. Zelos conceded. He flicked up the pins to remove the plain bass drum head, then allowed Val to attach the new skin with the band's logo proudly emblazoned across the front. Kiki recorded the event. Zelos flew into an insane drum solo. What a ham! Gowrie picked up his bass line and added to the rhythm. Zell and Val fell in with a wild version of Satisfaction, while Lena jumped in and belted out the lyrics for all she was worth.
"Very good, you guys," Kiki smiled. "I want to review how this looks now. Would you like me to play back the audio recording for you to hear?"
"Of course. I'll be right back. Zelgadas taught me all about it."
As the recording flicked on, Philia and Sylphiel entered, already dressed.
"Time to play dress-up, everyone!" Philia laughed.
But Lena and Zelos don't have any band outfits, do they?
Asked Gowri concernedly.
Not to worry. I took care of the big geek, and Amelia said Lena took care of her own dress, Val said meaningfully.
What's this? Zelos asked, as Amelia handed him a hanger covered with black plastic.
Well, he, indicating Val, told me to tell you that's a secret. Just go in and try it on. The pants are exactly like the ones you're wearing for the play, so don't look so worried, Mr. Zelos.
Amelia smiled. What makes you think the pants have me worried the most?
Zelos disappeared anyway. Val chuckled as he passed them, grabbing his hanger on the way. Zelgadis couldn't wait to touch his leather jacket. He had thought about it throughout the day. He climbed into the black jeans and creamy poet's shirt, then slid his arms into those of the jacket. He sighed and smiled. Life is wonderful.
Ugh, croaked Zelos from somewhere nearby. I look like some flippin'...
Oh, rock star! Nice shirt!
Lena purred in her best imitation of an idolizing fan. Val had silk-screened the band's logo onto a black t-shirt, with long mesh sleeves, similar to his own, but his was all mesh.
I want one too, Lena screamed.
You can have this one, Zelos began.
Oh my, that looks so good on you. Très bien, monsieur,
smiled Kiki.
Okay, if she liked it, he'd keep it. Later, maybe. It's too large for you anyway.
He finished with a smile Lena's way, who, greedy and self-defeated, stalked off to a dressing room to change. That would show them. Gowri loped out of the dressing room, his shock of blonde bangs hiding the look of shock on his face. Lena stood in the center of the room, showing off her dress. It was form-fitting, brilliant red with a pair of golden dragons, one on each side, writhing up the sides. It was very short, sleeveless with a high mandarin collar. For the finishing touch, she was wearing knee-high, high-heeled, shiny black boots. Val stood on one side of Gowri, Zelos on the other. Zell popped out of the dressing room.
What's everyone staring at? Oh.
So, you think it's okay? I mean, my sister bought it for me a while ago, and I never thought I'd have a reason to wear it. Lena smiled. Philia slapped Val on the back.
Stop drooling! Gowri, are you all right? Zell, it's Lena, remember? Gods, Lena, even Zelos is suffering from trauma. Good thing you don't wear dresses more often, she said, laughing.
What do you mean, even me?
Zelos started to object. Lena was pleased. She liked the attention, and showing off for her friends was fun.
Well then, let's get started. Time's wastin'.
She hammered Zelos on the shoulder, and he shut up. The boys snapped out of their temporary brain failure and found that they could still locate their instruments. When Kiki gave the cue, Lena started a countdown for Get Along. They rolled onto Val's Fair Wind.
My baby, you don't know how much I love you behind the view. Cause always look the front to get to dreaming future. My
then Zell's We Are. The last song of the day was Exit Running. Wow, that was great, guys, Lena shouted proudly. What do you think, Kiki? Will that do, or will we need to do something over?
Oh, Lena, I don't know. There is so much for me to go over. I think it's all I can do with for now, okay? I'll take this to school, and Zelos can show me that new computer software, no? It's getting late now. I should be getting home.
Yeah, we should all split, Val grumbled. What, you don't think I got stuff to do? That history test tomorrow. It's bothering me, too, Gowrie said softly. Yeah, but I gotta pass it, now that I'm planning to graduate and all. I can't seem to get those names and dates straight. It's the worst. History
sucks,
both Gowrie and Val said in unison. But, Gowrie continued, Zelda's tutoring on Tuesdays, mostly history. And it's the only thing getting me by. Hey, Zell, you busy tonight? We got a test tomorrow, and we can use some review kind of stuff. Sure, I have time. If you come now, dinner's included. No, Lena, just Val and Gowrie. You have your own work to do. Like getting out of that dress. I can help with the zipper, Val offered.
Lena's if-looks-could-kill gaze glued him in place.
Amelia, I could use some help in the dressing room. Guys, are we just going to leave our stuff here tonight? Amelia, can I leave my kit set up here? I mean, is it safe? Zelos asked, following the two girls into the dressing room.
Zelos, leave your crap here and get the hell out of this room!
Lena screamed. That's a good idea, he said, scramming. Good try. Zell snickered. But I wasn't trying anything. I just wanted to know. Say, are you leaving your fender? Zelos asked. Zell had never left it at his place before. Yeah, if we need to do more recording, it'll be ready for Friday. Right, Kiki? Zell asked for reassurance.
Oh, I almost forgot. Everyone, while we're still in the van.
Amelia cried out for attention.
I got a call from a friend at my old middle school. It seems that the DJ they had lined up for their winter dance can't work for the last hour or so. It's ours if we want the job.
When is it? Lena asked. And how much does it pay?
Well, that's the catch. It's this Friday, and the pay is only $100, she answered softly. I know there's a fencing tournament, but the dance doesn't need us until the last hour at 9 o'clock. They'll let us set up equipment earlier. You and Mr. Gowrie don't need to be there for that, she added wistfully to Zell.
It's your call, Zell, said Lena. It's a lot to ask after fencing. Well, if we take Amelia's van after school and pack up, and then go to the middle school and set up, Gary and I could take off from there. Damn, where's the fencing match? Can the van take us over, Amelia? Zell asked. She melted.
Of course! Anyone who's not needed to help set up can go with you. I'll stay and guard the clothes and equipment.
Nah, I'll volunteer to stay and guard. I'm more frightening, Val leered. Besides, I'm sure I'll still be setting up the drums hours later. Hey, that was a joke. Then, Gowrie, Zell, is it a plan? Hey, that's great. This Friday after school, we take the bus back to Amelia's, pack up, roll over to the middle school, set up, van it to fencing, pick up food, right? All except Val and Zello's, probably. We'll get food for you guys, too, okay? That should bring us to 8 o'clock to eat, check stuff, and rest until 9 o'clock. It's a gig, guys! Lena laughed.
I have a suggestion as to what we should do with the money, Zello's began.
Yeah, I think we should start paying you and Amelia back for the clothes, Zell finished.
No, I was thinking about that song Lena's written for me. It needs a synthesizer.
Val, how much for a moderately good used one?
And do you think you could figure out how to do chimes and...
Zello smiled. Come and take a look tomorrow. I'm working, and the dojo's pretty close, right? Val asked, grinning. Do we need a vote or something? Hey, it's up to Zellos and Amelia, as far as I'm concerned. You agree, Lena? Asked Zell.
Yeah, guess we'll have to come up with some financial agreement, formal-like, so there's no hard feelings in the future.
Okay if I let you handle that one, Amelia?
Lena asked.
I know just who can do it! That wonderful lawyer friend of Daddy's! I'll ask tonight! Mr. Gowrie, Miss Philia, Miss Silphiel, are you guys okay with all this, too?
Amelia passed the ball. Yeses all around.
Val is getting a new toy. Now, if he would only pass history.
Well, if Zell's help doesn't do it, I may have to help, thought Zellos, smiling demonically.
Here's my stop. Thank you, Amelia, for the ride. Let me know when the next band practice will be, okay? Oh, and Zellos, can you show me that computer before school tomorrow?
Asked Kiki. Of course, no trouble. I'll stop by your bakery around 7 o'clock. He smiled nicely. No demonic thoughts now.
Oh, so early. But I guess it has to be. Is the school open at that time?
We can get in, he promised.
With the big Thanksgiving holiday out of the way, and only a few weeks to cram every bit of necessary work in before the two-week winter break, all the teachers were mad about assigning team projects, even science.
And the class will be building an enlarged animal cell. You will be assigned a team. Each team will be assigned a cell part. Compute its scale up to size. Create the object, and bring it along with the 2-page written report, which must include the following pieces of information. First, the teacher droned on and on.
I'll do the report, Lena volunteered.
Oh, joy. Zell sank into doom. The teacher passed by and handed Zell a paper. The endoplasmic reticulum.
The what? What does that look like? Lena blurted out.
Some idiot shouted, Your sister!
Zell clamped down on her shoulder to keep her from bounding up and punching out the big mouth.
Just ignore it. Remember, you are above it all. Oh, hello, Zellos. Looking for a project team? Maybe, he grinned. Oh, teacher, will they need to build ribosomes too? Really? Yes, you do, Lena. Oh, and teacher, Where is this room-sized cell going to go?
That is the project itself, the teacher moaned. I'll take care of that, Zelos beamed. Then to Zell he added, giggling, Guess I won't be joining you after all, but thanks for asking.
Zell shook his head. Nutcase. How's he going to find a room large enough? He's digging his own grave.
Lena gave Zell a sidelong glance.
Oh, he'll get a room. He's able to make them materialize out of thin air.
So, at lunch, Zell was in a mood. Lena and Philia were missing from the lunch table when he plunked down in his seat. He was careful to place both Amelia and Kiki between himself and Zelos, so he wouldn't be tempted to strangle him or something. Gowrie and Val were across from him, looking like they'd eaten the same foul hamburger. Silphiel sat beside Gowrie. After a few minutes of silence, she asked,
Gowrie, dear, what's the matter? Was the history test that bad?
Huh? Oh, it wasn't bad at all, thanks to Zell. But when I turned it in, the teacher handed me this.
He offered Zell the assignment sheet, like it was an alien lying dead in his hand.
Timeline, Greece, Rome, not bad. In fact, kind of fun, said Zell poisonously. My project reeks.
He explained the size of his problem. I haven't calculated it yet, but I'll need some long ribbony crap, maybe 20 feet long and 3 feet wide, and a few hundred jelly bean shaped pieces of crap, and paint, and who knows how many other crappy pieces of crap I'll need to finish the...
Amelia gazed at him, stricken by his tone and language. Mr. Zell Goddess, it is lunchtime!
Hey, Zell, I've got lots of stuff like that at my dad's work, Gowrie said.
Yeah, all kinds of crap for building crappy buildings, continued Val, getting into the mood.
Yeah, so maybe we can help you get the stuff. Just let me know the size, Gowrie offered.
Wait a second here. You've got a project you don't want to do, and so do we. Gowrie's got the materials, and I've got the art skills that you need, and you're real good at that precision lines and numbers shit we've got to do. Why don't we make a deal? Suggested Val.
I do your timeline, and you do my model? Well, not the whole thing, but some of it anyway. How does it sound?
I think I need Lena here to write up a contract, Zell joked. But he was willing.
Sure, why not?
They began to formulate plans, discussing when to get together and what materials to use. They were interrupted by a storm of jangling chains and thunderous heavy boots.
Hey, Val, you hangin' with the geeks and creeps and choir girls now?
One of his old punk friends sneered.
Who's the geek or creep? I don't see any.
Zelos began to get defensive.
And fags, too? Val, how low can you go? Ha ha,
laughed another.
Back off. These dudes and chicks are with the band. Leave 'em be, Val growled.
Zell, already moody, didn't want to play their game. He sighed and shook his head.
Hey, this one's a freak. Shit, dude, what happened to your face?
Sneery Kid 1 poked at Zell Goddess. Amelia started to say something, but Zell shook his head, moved the bangs away from the left side of his face, exposing his most alarmingly damaged eye. Then he said to the punk, If it bothers you so much, go somewhere else. The kid turned a bit green. Val was standing now, fists turning white.
Come on, Turth, find something else to do.
In the meantime, Happy Punk Kid number 2 was bugging Zelos.
So, I don't know your name, queer boy.
He grabbed a lock of purple hair and twirled it around his finger. You want a haircut? I got a blade that'll oof! Zelos rammed an elbow into Happy Punk number 2's stomach, which resulted in getting his hair released. He looked up, inches from the punk's face, his purple eyes open and his face grinning evilly.
If you're looking for a boyfriend, better go talk up your other punk friends and get the hell out of my face. Two other bigger but mute punks moved in on Val just as Philia and Lena walked up. So, big, bad, ugly, and turth, get your sorry asses out of my way, Lena yelled. This is my table, my friends, and my lunch. What, need a reason to just disappear? Turth was the furthest away from Lena and the closest to Philia. Now, Philia was a tall girl, easily 5'8", with a fantastic figure, long blonde hair, and a face that melted hearts everywhere. In short, she was every guy's dream come true, and standing eye to eye with Turth, looking him over. Turth was thinking of a line better than the one that spilled out. Who are you? Val, who are these disgusting people with you? She sniped. Lena answered, just a bunch of punk creeps. You know, guys, our band's got gigs. The only thing your band ever got, ugly, was thrown out. Val chuckled. He'd forgotten that. Lena remembered everything about all these guys. She'd gone to school with them since kindergarten and knew all kinds of secrets they'd die to have known at large. Val! Philia demanded his attention. Have you decided to stay with me during the holidays? It'll be so much more fun if you're there. This was news to everyone but Val. He had been invited to join the Seafeed clan at the settlement for the solstice holiday. This was a prelude to a future formal introduction and inclusion into the clan. Actually, he had already accepted, but told only Philia the news. He was fully appreciative of her methods here. He was the instant envy of all his punk ex-friends, to name just a few. Well, if you insist, I guess I can find the time. I am a busy guy, Val smirked. Lena sort of ruined the impression by laughing uproariously. If Philia hadn't convinced the punks that this was not a good time to bug Val, Lena did. As stated before, Lena'd known them all forever, and that didn't happen without them knowing her. There was nothing subtle about Lena. Anyone who knew Lena knew to stay out of her way. And these guys, who'd hung with her during her wild Naga days, knew that lesson especially well. If Lena didn't kill you, her big sister would. The four punks backed off, muttering inaudible inanities. Val frowned at them until they were lost in the crowd. That's better. I wanted to sit and finish my dessert before the bell, sighed Lena, brushing off the seat Val had vacated. Gowrie looked up and smiled. Good timing, Lena. Who, me? Of course. I'm the best, you know. She smiled back. Minutes later, the bell rang and lunchtime was over. Zelos brought headphones and Kiki's tape from the morning to the computer lab. He and Zell sat in the back with the video computer. I showed Kiki how to merge what was on her recording with what we already had this morning. Voila! Where there were two, now there is one. Shall we see what this baby can do? Zelos smiled. So, how did it go at the doctor's the other day? You all clear? Zell asked while scanning through the first few minutes. Okay. He said I needed glasses, so I got them checked, and what I really wanted were these cool cat's eye contacts. But they're nearly $400 out of the current budget for me, so I'm picking up glasses today on my way to the dojo. Glasses? That'll be a new look for you. Oh, and don't forget Val's instrument. Ah, right. Well, the karate will have to wait, I guess. I'll see Val after school for project stuff. I could go to the store with him and check out the kinds there. Maybe limit it down to a couple? What kind of sounds were you thinking of? Zell asked, scrolling past more video images. Chimes, and something oldies style. Slide guitar? Hey, I'm a guitar player. If you want slide, I'll do it. I'll pick up what I need.
Really? Great. Just have them hold with my name. I'll stop by late, then. And I have Val to show me what he likes, and charge them both. That would work. Thanks for saving me the time. Actually, I need to put in some hours to pay for all of this. Zelos mused. Zell could see the gears set in motion. He was up to something. Then again, maybe you can skip Val tonight and squeeze him in some other... What? Zell stopped. I'll skip acting today and get a head start. That'll give me time to dress for the dojo, work out, get the glasses, go back to work. Only, then there's time to stop and see what you guys have picked out at the music store. Zelos, here's an office get-out-of-jail-free card, see? All signed and official. Zelos smiled wickedly. Zell looked darkly at his friend. This was another side of him he didn't like so well. And Philia was right about one thing. Zelos was deceptive and hardly thought about the consequences of his actions. To himself, anyway. Out loud, he said, I think it's a mistake, but do what you want. I'll go to the music store with Val, however. I want no part of your deceit. Fair enough. Don't worry. Everything's going to be all right, he said glibly. Hey, you're getting to my crow parts now. Don't delete. They'll fit in to Val's song. You know, la-da-da-da-da with your tiny shiny wings. See that one flying? Perfecto mundo. What a goofball you are, Zelos. Much later that evening, Val had chosen his musical toy and was lugging it to Sano's in a vinyl case. Zelos had on his new glasses and was dressed in his gi from karate practice. Zell had his slide toy for his guitar and agreed to stop at Zelos's to try it out that evening. Zelos and Val and Zell stood waiting for the bus home, chatting away about life. Val's bus arrived first and whisked him into the night. Zelos laughed out loud. Huh, I was thinking about what Val said, how he learned about where babies came from a wild cat he once had. My first stepfather tried to talk to me, but I kept laughing and acting silly, so he just gave up. Zelos bought me a book and told me to read it. But with you, it's just that I can't imagine Rezo sitting you down and chatting about the birds and the bees. Zelos grinned. Yeah? Funny. You don't want to hear my real story. I see. Of course you do. All right, I'll tell you then. I was in fifth grade before my accident. Lena and I were walking home together like always. She had been crabby all day. I nearly left her at school and walked home alone. She caught up to me and said she needed to stop at the Jiffy Mart. I wanted a soda, so I followed. She ran around and found a bag and made her purchase. I watched her rip the bag open, take something small out, and then she jammed the bag back into the grocery sack and dumped it all with me. Be right back, she said, and disappeared into the girls' bathroom. While she was gone, I took a look at the bag. Inside were pads for her, period. But I didn't have a clue. I stood there, holding one, looking stupidly at it. Then she appeared out of nowhere. She was so mad. She grabbed my wrist after ripping the offensive pad out of my fist and blasted us out of that store. She ran all the way home, red as a beet. I was baffled. I swear, I felt like Gowrie must feel like most of the time around her. I followed her into the kitchen and sat at the table. She slammed down two glasses of milk and sliced two huge slabs of pie from the restaurant for us. You have a good memory for details, Zelos grinned. So what's the big deal? I said somewhat loftily to cover up for my total ignorance. It's that time of the month for me. Do you know what that means? I shook my head in a perfect Gowrie imitation. She sighed and sat down to eat. She looked at me, then proceeded to tell me in very gory detail about the female side of reproduction. Right down to, and then the guy. I was pretty much in a state of shock by this time. She had been doing a good job up until that point. But she was on rocky ground from then on. You've noticed some changes in your body?
too? No, I hadn't noticed a thing. I think she called me an idiot or something like that. I could tell she was embarrassed, which made me more so. She triggered my thought processes by asking if anything ever came out down there unexpectedly. That made me think again and go red to the extreme. So with that success under her belt, she proceeded to explain that it was the guy's job to provide the other half of the needed material for making a baby, and that was in that stuff. When she explained how that worked, I nearly passed out. Really, it's true. No kidding. Poor Lena? Poor me. I couldn't imagine ever doing that. To or with anyone ever. And that was final. Lena agreed wholeheartedly. I asked her who told her all that crap, and she said her sister. Then she left and returned with a book. She told me to read it to believe it, but that she wanted it back. So I finished with my pie and left with the book. I read the whole thing, twice at least, stayed up to midnight. Then I snuck out of the house, ran to Lena's, banged on her window, and woke her up. Boy, was she ever mad. But she opened up, and I climbed in. I gave her the book and forgot what to say. Well, you came all the way over for some reason. I promise you I'll never do that with anybody. All those fluids and mess. For what? A screaming baby. Gah, why do you think grown-ups want to go through all of that for one of those? I moaned. Well, my sister says it's nice when it's with the right person and the right time. It's a grown-up thing, I guess. I guess. Well, promise me that you'll wait a long time. I mean, I can wait forever, I'll tell you, I said seriously. Forever sounds about right to me. Good, then. You can keep your book. I won't be needing it anymore, I assured her with a confident smile. I'm sure. And that was it? Nearly. I climbed out the window, and then she did a very strange thing. She leaned over and kissed me. Really quick. I believe she muttered something to the effect of, not so great, and slammed the window shut. And we never spoke on the subject again. Wow. Wow what? Wow. What a great friend Lena has been to you. The best. I couldn't have agreed more.